Back in New York City, Penn continued his work on the Petit Métier. By recording this sewer cleaner in a formal studio setting, Penn gives us an alternative reading for what most of us think of as a dirty job. Curator Jeff Rosenheim.
Their lives are hidden, and yet they're revealed in Penn's work with that same exquisite understanding of light and form and balance as any of the other subjects.
As he had in Paris and London, Penn photographed the New York workers in natural northern light.
That's one of the distinctive things in Penn's work. There's a lovely light diagonal to the figure often, and it reveals the quality of their clothing, their textures, and also the beauty of their tools.
Part of Penn's goal was to explore how the cultural differences appeared among workers in the three locations. For instance, a waiter in New York versus London or Paris. When some New Yorkers responded to his request to pose by appearing clean-shaven and in their best suits instead of work clothes, Penn asked them to return in their everyday attire.
The Americans were proud of their work, but they thought that posing for Penn was one step towards Hollywood and getting a job in some other trade. For a fashion photographer to realize that the workers of the world were themselves haute couture models of their work was something quite wonderful to the readers of Vogue.
The Small Trade series originally appeared in Vogue in 1951, arranged in a grid format or as full-page reproductions, but always in groups. Vogue presented them between the fashion spreads and portraits Penn had photographed simultaneously. You can see the original magazines in the floor case.